And it's summer harvest in so many parts of the country, a burst of the familiar. Hello, cherry tomatoes. In a world where the pandemic has upended so much of our lives, corn, tomatoes, that overflow of zucchini that gardeners might complain about maybe in other years, but are treasures now, meaning the world is still on its axis. And here and now, resident chef Kathy Gunst has thoughts on what to do with it. Kathy, you have a gorgeous garden. We've been there. How is it growing?
Well, hi, Robin. It has been a very hot and dry summer. It's almost drought-like. The perennials are dying, but we have been out there watering and trying to keep everything going. And, you know, this is a difficult time for so many with fires and storms and drought. But if you're lucky enough to have a garden or access to fresh produce, this is a time to celebrate.
And we should say you're up there in Maine. Look, let's start. I could and do just take the tomatoes off the vine and chomp on them, but you have a new recipe. Let's hear corn and tomato tart.
Corn, tomato, and basil tart. And so let me just start by saying, buy a pre-made crust. No judgment. Make it easy as you want.
If you
want
to
make your own.
I am so with you.
I mean, listen, we need easy right now. Something to make life feel a little bit easier. This is a gorgeous tart that's quite simple. You shuck the corn off the kernels. You mix it with some eggs, Parmesan cheese, fresh basil, a little sour cream, and you layer it into the tart crust. You layer gorgeous ripe summer tomatoes on top, put it in the oven, and then just before it's done, you scatter some more raw corn kernels on top. So it's this wonderful combination of textures and sweetness and colors. And boy, this is a very, very delicious summer dinner.
And you know what? You can get the crust in a, not the crust, the, what are you talking about? The pie crust in a tin.
Yeah, pastry crust.
In a pastry crust in a tin, and you can get it just kind of rolled out. It's in the refrigerator section. It's fabulous. You know, it's just great. But you just said, you know, these corn kernels. You're talking to the person who had the a great, unfortunate butternut squash cutting incident. If you are cutting, if you're cutting your own fresh corn, what's the best way without an unfortunate knife incident?
Quite simple. You go outside, work over your garbage pail. You want to strip the husks off and the silk, the thin filament. Then you want to take your corn, your cob of corn, put it in a large, deep bowl. And with a very sharp knife, you want to work your way down the sides of the corn, releasing the kernels. I usually have the narrowest part of the cob on top, work my way around, and then I flip it over in case I miss some because the corn is so precious. Very easy. And then don't throw away the cobs because you can make a very simple corn stock, which can be the basis of a chowder or a soup or a sauce, and you can freeze it for this winter.
Okay. Zucchini, let's move on. There's so much of it, but you have a recipe that isn't zucchini bread?
It is not, indeed. This is for a cold zucchini soup with basil and mint. Basil and mint are actually members of the same herb family, and they complement each other beautifully in this soup. Again, excuse me, this is a 10-minute soup. You saute an onion, you throw in zucchini or summer squash, fresh basil, fresh mint, whirl it up with some chicken stock, and then on a hot day, it is so refreshing, topped with a little Greek yogurt and fresh sour cream or creme fraiche. Really, really simple and delicious.
Don't people know that Kathy is on the air? Do not call Kathy when she's on the air. Listen, you said whirl it up. Do you mean in a blender?
Yes, a blender or a food processor, or you can use one of those wonderful tools called an immersion blender.
They are so great. You just hold them in your hand. This sounds like a great, if you're getting bored with cucumber soup, which I am, this sounds like a great replacement. You have Yep, go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, no, I just love this soup.
Yeah, and it sounds like a good cold one. You have a couple new recipes for corn, too.
Yes. Quickly, I did a spiced zucchini and corn relish. I used many of the spices from India, turmeric, fennel, mustard, and cumin seeds. I simmered those in some cider vinegar and then add chopped zucchini, onions, peppers, and chilies. Absolutely delicious on everything from a cheese sandwich to a burger to a curry to a piece of grilled fish. very easy and simple. And then this was a revelation. I sauteed fresh corn kernels off the cob with a little bit of butter and fresh ginger and white miso paste. So miso is full of umami. It's very, very full flavored. And I thought, would miso and corn work? Well, the answer is absolutely yes. This is a 5-minute recipe that you can eat on its own. Again, sprinkled over grilled fish, ramen, soups, rice dishes, really straightforward.
I think that's something that Jeremy Hobson actually was working with in his kitchen. Jeremy?
No. I was just calling Kathy to find out about a good recipe to make for. Sorry, Kathy, that was me.
Check in anytime, Jeremy. Anytime.
Here and Now resident Chef Kathy Guns will have everything at hereandnow.org. Thanks so much, Kathy. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WVUR. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now.